two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio presents The In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Should Americans be wearing face masks in public? And why is the U of U getting an urgent grant to study mucus?
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
The Washington Post reports this morning that the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public in order to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
No final decision has been made, but if it happens, George Washington University Dr. James Phillips says yes, masks could help, but...
Will they help keep you from getting the disease? The answer is no. What happens, the way you get the disease is by inhaling particles that are like 5 microns in size, very, 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 very small, that would go through any silk scarf or cloth mask. But if you yourself are sick, even if you don't know it, and those are the ones we're the most worried about, by coughing into or breathing into a scarf or a cloth mask, you're preventing those droplets from getting out into the air around you, and that keeps someone else from inhaling it. Just like coughing in or sneezing into your elbow. It's the same concept. It's acting as a shield. So in that case, if I walked out and I saw people wearing scarves around their faces everywhere they go, I'd be a very happy doctor.
One of the concerns from medical professionals is that if everyone starts wearing masks, then people might not take social distancing recommendations as seriously.
Looks like that curve is climbing on COVID-19 deaths. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, COVID-19 took the lives of a new figure here, 575 Americans yesterday, the worst toll yet, pushing U.S. deaths to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says laboratories are developing medications.
We hope one or more of them will be available.
Total confirmed infections in the U.S., 165,000. Europe's highly regarded healthcare system not holding up to the coronavirus pandemic. Death rates are extremely high in Italy, with more than 10% mortality among those sick in Spain. Not much better. Germany's the exception, just a 1% death rate. Florida's governor doesn't want passengers from Holland America's cruise ship Zaandam to disembark. 4 people on board died of COVID-19.
We think it's a mistake to be putting people into southern Florida right now, given what we're dealing with.
Governor DeSantis prefers sending healthcare workers onto the ship once it arrives in Fort Lauderdale. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And workers walked out at an Amazon warehouse in New York after several employees tested positive. Organizer Chris Smalls tells CNBC the company's not following CDC guidelines.
It cost me my job, but I don't want to work for a company that doesn't take care of their people.
Amazon says the job action is unfounded and Smalls was fired for violating social distancing rules. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
All right, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Researchers at the University of Utah are getting an urgent grant from the National Science Foundation to study, of all things, mucus. As COVID-19 continues to spread, we need to know exactly how it spreads and why some people are known as super spreaders.
Dr. Jessica Kramer is an assistant professor of biomedical engineering at the U of U, and she joins us live to talk about her research into mucus. What do you hope to learn from this study, doctor?
Good morning. So when people cough or sneeze, they expel mucus containing fluids into the air, and the virus can travel this way. So that's why we're all distancing or wearing masks. And so these airborne droplets can be landing on a hard surface or land directly on another person on their mucous membranes. And so mucus is at the center of the story. And so, as you mentioned, not everybody spreads diseases at the same rate. Some people are much more likely than others to spread diseases to those around them, which is the super spreader phenomenon. Actually, only 20% of individuals are thought to contribute to 80% of new transmissions, and it's not simply poor hygiene. And we also know not everybody that gets exposed to the virus contracts the disease. And so our new grant is to study how different qualities of mucus may explain these phenomena.
I can't imagine another time in our lives when we would be more excited to learn about mucus, Jessica. But you've obviously done some research here about super spreaders. So what can you tell us about the characteristics of people that actually have that ability, I guess is the way to put it?
Well, it's actually not very well understood. We know it's not simply poor hygiene. And so there is something different about the biology of these people. And one of the explanations may be their mucus. We actually do not all have the same mucus. There are hundreds of different forms of these proteins that make up mucus, and they're different between different people. And the coronavirus has surface proteins that can bind directly to our mucus, but only some forms. So the coronavirus might actually be able to bind to the mucus of some people, but not others. And so my lab is going to study how these different mucus types affect the viability of the virus as it travels in air, how long it might last on surfaces, or as it hits the mucus membrane of the next victim. So we hope that we can use this information that we can, you know, stop the virus from spreading by quarantining those people that spread it at higher rates and maybe come up with a method to block the virus from binding to mucus in the first place.
One of my questions, Doctor, is it my genetics that would make me a super spreader, or is it in some ways my lifestyle? I mean, if I eat a lot of sugar, do I tend to be a super spreader? If I smoke, do I tend to be a super spreader? And I'm not dissing on those people. I mean, if I eat a lot of carrots, do I tend to be a super spreader? I don't know.
Yes, that's a really good question. There is a lot of factors that go into the quality of our mucus and what carries the virus in the air. And some of this is genetics. But some of this can also be the diet and factors that cause irritation in the lungs, like smoking, that will change the quality and quantity of your mucus.
All right, but when you say quality, you're not talking about a good thing, right, when it comes to mucus?
No, I mean the molecular composition. And so mucus is made of proteins and sugars, and there are hundreds of different forms of these proteins and sugars. And so if the molecular composition of, say, my mucus is very rich in those forms that bind the virus, I might cough out a lot more virus than somebody next to me.
Mm.
Just one last question before we let you go, Doctor. If a mother and father are super spreaders, are the kids likely to be super spreaders too? Does it run in families?
That's a good question too. And I don't think we know the answer to that yet, but if genetics do play a strong role, then I would say yes. But also there are these lifestyle factors where what people eat, maybe their age, or another big factor is underlying or other comorbidities, like having, say, cystic fibrosis or cancers or things that might change the quality of your tissues. And so people that have these other diseases may also have these susceptibilities.
All right. All I could think about through the whole conversation is that little green blob that shows up on that commercial on TV representing you. Doctor, thanks.
My lab's
fascinating.
Yeah, thanks for your time this morning. That's Dr. Jessica Kramer, University of Utah Biomedical Engineering Assistant Professor, discussing a grant to study how coronavirus transmits through mucus. And coming up at 8:15 on Utah's Morning News, Jim from The Office is now the newest network correspondent, but he's only focusing on good news.
I'm John Krasinski, and if it isn't clear yet, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing.
This thing is going viral, and we'll share it with you coming up next.
Do you know how much of your mortgage payment goes into your loan officer's pocket? I'm Mortgage Mike, owner of City Creek Mortgage, and I'm here to tell you that it's much more than you think. For 20 years, we have been Utah's most loved mortgage company for one reason. We charge you less. We don't pay big commissions to overcompensated loan officers. Our salaried team will save you money. Take 60 seconds to get your best second opinion online at citycreekmortgage.com or simply give us a call at 801-900-HOME. You will save money and close on time. I guarantee it.
MLS number 85855-790-53, equal housing.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side.
Oh, my, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green. The green station wagon. Yeah, that one.
It's 8:09. Let's get that look at Triple Team traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle, checking with rewards. And we go back to Andy Farnsworth.
We're still in good shape overall in the Salt Lake Valley. The one problem we've got right now, 56 West, waiting for delays to clear as you go north between California Avenue and the railroad tracks. South, same problem. Bangor Highway is your best alternate to get between I-80 and the 201. If you're taking I-15 or I-215 through the valley, you've got no slowdowns at all. Eric?
Really no major problems in Utah County. You do have some congestion as you exit I-15 to go east on University Park from the south end of UVU and Orem over towards State Street. A little bit busier there. I-15 continues to look good, though. Northbound, southbound, no accidents from Provo to Lehigh. Heather?
And we're still looking great through Weber and Davis County. No accidents to report. Dry road conditions. You won't have any problems on US 89 Legacy Parkway or I-15 if you're heading south into Salt Lake. Finally, a safe phone for kids. Flip phones aren't cool. Smartphones aren't safe. At Gab Wireless, get the phone for kids that's cool and safe. Get your kids one today at GabWireless.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and it's going to be a beautiful day. Let's get details on the forecast with you, Grant.
Warm it up today with more clouds moving in and the breeze is picking up. 63 is going to be the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me just refresh. I'm kind of starting to doubt whether we've held on to that same temperature all morning long. It's actually gotten a little bit cooler, 51 downtown.
Coming up in a minute, actor John Krasinski goes from Jim on The Office to Jack Ryan. And now he's playing a newscaster to try and lighten the mood a little bit. That's coming up on KSL News Radio.
One of my favorite TV shows of all time. That's going to be fun next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your day with us here on Utah's Morning News.
Hi, Matt with True Wrench Carpet Cleaning here. Cleaning has become more important than it has ever been. We all have been given great guidelines from the CDC. If your surfaces are dirty, clean them. Cleaning carpeted floors, rugs, upholstery, and tile floors is a great step for all of us to take. We're aware of concerns surrounding COVID-19. We are taking the necessary steps here at True Wrench to keep you and our employees safe. If you've been thinking about having your office or home cleaned, or they just need it, call us today. We have amazing specials right now. We will clean four rooms of carpet for only $99. That's four rooms for $99. Call 801-226-6827. 801-226-6827. That's 801-226-6827. We're in this together. Keep things clean. True Rents. Better rinse, better clean.
New at Deseret Book, The Divine Gift of Forgiveness by Elder Neil L. Anderson. In his new book, Elder Anderson writes especially to those who are awakening unto God, those who are beginning to discover, as well as all those who seek the divine gifts of repentance and forgiveness in their lives. Relying on dozens of true stories along with important doctrine taught in scriptures, this book is a must-have for every home. The Divine Gift of Forgiveness is available now at Deseret Book, DeseretBook.com, and Deseret Bookshelf. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-211-6818. 800-211-6818. That's 800-211-6818.
Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Dave and Eugenovic.
New reports say the CDC may be considering a new recommendation, face masks for every American. We're wondering if you'd wear one, if you can find one to buy. We're taking your live calls today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Yeah, Dave and Debbie will have that conversation at the top of the hour, but some of our texters weighing in already said, I'd be happy to wear a mask, but if healthcare workers are running out of them and can't get them, how the heck is the public supposed to get them?
Yeah.
Big questions out there. We'll keep an eye on the story with your help, of course, on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500.
Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The number of coronavirus cases has now topped 800,000 around the globe, but there have also been over 170,000 people who have recovered from COVID-19. The FDA recently approving a combination of drugs that might be able to treat it. The first one is that anti-malaria drug, also used for arthritis and lupus. The second is something that doctors prescribe all the time, the Z-Pak.
In combination with the antibiotic azithromycin, used together, this emergency use authorization will enable doctors to prescribe this to hospitalized adults and teens with COVID-19. There's very little data on this.
ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton. The FDA also recently approving a new COVID-19 test that could deliver results much quicker than they're available now.
The FDA has approved for emergency use a point-of-care test meant to deliver results in minutes. It currently can take nearly 2 weeks for someone to test positive. The new test, made by the medical device company Abbott, is meant to generate a positive result for coronavirus in 5 minutes, a negative result in 13 minutes. A nose or throat swab is mixed into a chemical solution and placed into an instrument that detects whether COVID-19 is present, giving doctors the chance to make a nearly instantaneous decision about treatment and care. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Paramedics here in New York have been overwhelmed by calls for help. EMT Jack Chapman says 911 operators can't keep up.
In recent days, the call volume has surpassed the highest numbers it's ever been. The call volume now is higher than it was after 9/11. The New York City EMS system the other day did 7,111 calls, I believe. That's unheard of.
In Los Angeles, they're bracing for what could be next. Doctors believe they're at the beginning of a surge in California. The number of ICU cases has tripled just since last weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's smile a little bit this morning. America's newest network correspondent, and we use that term loosely, is a familiar face in proving once again that the creative mind cannot be quarantined. Actor John Krasinski, best known for playing Jim Halpert on The Office and now Jack Ryan, recorded a video at home with a mock newscast setup complete with a logo, theme music, constant changing between camera one and camera two.
Good evening, everybody, even though it is very clearly the afternoon, and welcome to SGN. John, what is SGN? That's a good question. For years now, I've been wondering, why is there not a news show dedicated entirely to good news? Well, desperately seeking my fix somewhere else, I reached out to all of you this week, asking, nay, begging, for some good news. And boy, did you deliver. After reading those replies and the incredibly heartwarming stories that came with them, I thought, all right, enough is enough, world. Why not us? Why not now? So, ladies and gentlemen, this is your fault, and this is SGN. I'm John Krasinski, and if it isn't clear yet, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing. And now, for some good news.
I love that. that. And some days we feel like that, too.
Yeah.
After going through those social media replies and highlighting the incredible work being done by doctors and nurses, Krasinski pointed out that this week marks the 15th anniversary of the debut of The Office on NBC, which led to a special report.
And for more on that story, we go now to our entertainment correspondent, Steve Carell. Steve!
Is this working? Thank God for Nancy. Welcome to this highly produced show.
I like your sign.
Thank you very much. My daughters did it, by the way. So
beautiful.
So many people, you know, we were talking earlier about the problems that some people have had with Zoom being hacked and, you know, getting in on conversations or lessons that are being sent from schools. But so many of these people that we know, even though we don't know them from television series, comedy series, are hooking up on things like Zoom and just having these great conversations that are fun to listen to.
Yeah. I actually saw Patrick Stewart, you know, who I love from Star Trek, who is a Shakespearean actor.
Right.
He is performing a sonnet a day, every day on his Facebook page. And I posted one of them on my Facebook page because I thought, even if you don't like Shakespeare, you might enjoy just seeing that wonderful voice engage, you know, seeing him perform a Shakespearean sonnet every day. But as you say, if the singers are singing and actors are doing things like that, sharing with us because we're all stuck at home and can't go to the movies.
Even Captain Picard is getting in on the act. That's the in-depth for you this morning at 15 and 45.
819 Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we're still looking good throughout most of the Salt Lake Valley. Only spot that I'm seeing any real delays is 56th West near the railroad tracks. And I'm seeing some odd northbound delays on Backus Highway approaching the new Bingham intersection. Haven't had a crash reported out there, but something is slowing traffic that's going north in that area. Eric?
Northbound SR 36 in Tooele County looking sharp from Tooele all the way up to the Lake Point entrance to I-80. Over on the 215 west and east belts, it's in good shape also. Heading north, no problems there. I-15 Utah County, no accidents this morning. And you've got dry roads from Spanish Fork, Springville, all the way up through American Fork and Lehigh. Heather?
We're still looking great through Weber and Davis County. No accidents, no delays. That includes your city streets as well as the major freeways. Anybody who is heading south toward Salt Lake City, you're not going to have a problem on I-15, US 89, or Legacy. LDS Business College is still accepting applications for spring 2020 semester. Newly returned missionaries can enroll with our streamlined applications process through April 20th. Apply at ldsbc.edu. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant's back in the Weather Center, so let's get that peek at the 7-day forecast.
Clouds moving in, breezy and warm today, up 63 degrees, partly cloudy up 57 tomorrow, and then it's cooler on Thursday. Highs that day 47. A lot of sunshine on Friday, we're at 53. Partly cloudy Saturday, 55. Slim chance of showers. More showers Sunday, 59. And then more rain Monday, 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 51 degrees. Yesterday, I was sitting in on one of my sons had a class over the internet with his language arts teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And she's teaching the class. And, you know, she'll ask for a response. And some of the students will chime in. Either on camera, you can either see them or you can just hear them. And we can hear her little ones in the background.
Oh, really?
And it was funny. And some of the students were saying, "We didn't know you had kids, Miss." And so her personal life became very public to her students.
Yeah.
I won't mention her name, of course. But we all are embracing each other's. To a certain extent. Now, you know, sometimes we don't turn the camera on because the boys don't want, you know, the other students or the teacher to see their rooms because they're not always clean.
Right.
But isn't that something to get to be a part of our teachers' lives that way?
Well, and I can tell you, as a son of a teacher, I remember lots of times when I was doing my homework and I would have to ask my mother to get away from grading papers at home to help me with a question I had on my homework. So not a surprise to me. And we sometimes forget that while they're trying to corral 40 kids or 35 kids in a classroom, that they're also trying to keep their kids at home, getting their homework done on a daily basis.
Good. Thanks to all the teachers.
Good reminders to all of us. Markets have turned more toward the positive range. We'll take a look at that with the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ coming up next.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rockin' Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Warham, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
The National Symphony hits a sour note over coronavirus. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. The Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts laid off the National Symphony Orchestra. Musicians get their last checks this week. Benefits expire the end of May. The center president says with no shows, they have no revenues. But the $2 trillion stimulus bill Congress passed includes $25 million for the Kennedy Center. Senator Lindsey Graham telling Fox News,
you know, the Kennedy Center may be an amazing place to go. I'm sure it is. $25 million is a lot of money to the average American.
Musicians Union filing a grievance saying the center is also sitting on a $100 million endowment. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. KSL Drive's gas prices are plummeting nationwide.
Not only are oil politics at play here involving Saudi Arabian output, but demand is way down in the U.S. and around the world. Airplanes aren't flying. Many people aren't driving their cars right now. There's a lot less commuting. All of that plays a role in the game of supply and demand. In the past 2 weeks, the price of regular unleaded has dropped nationwide to around $2 a gallon, according to the Energy Department. The cheapest gas right now is in the Midwest at $1.74 a gallon.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting. This morning, Gas Buddy reports Utah's statewide average is $2.33 per gallon for regular unleaded.
All right, let's see what's happening on the markets. We had a downturn last hour, but we have turned toward the positive side here. The Dow Jones Industrial, and remember, this is on top of a 3% increase yesterday. Dow Jones Industrial up almost 30 points. That is a tenth of a percent at 22,357. The S&P is up by just a bit less than 2 points, and the NASDAQ on the plus side by 67.
We'll take it.
We'll take whatever they give.
All right. Up next, we'll get a look at traffic and weather together on Utah's Morning News.
What would you say if you could get a Carrier furnace for free? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I hope you'd say yes, please. But before you get too excited, let me explain how it works. As a Carrier authorized dealer, we buy so much equipment every year that we get the best prices. We also feel like we have the best HVAC techs around. Now, we want to keep our great people and our great pricing from the factory. But March is a slow month for us because the winter is done and the heat hasn't quite hit yet. So we set money aside for this free furnace promotion to help keep our guys busy. This is great if you've been thinking about replacing both your furnace and your AC, because when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we'll give you a new Carrier furnace for just the labor to install it, about $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. This is only good through March, so if you think you might be interested or have questions, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services, and we'll schedule one of our supervisors to come to your home and answer any questions you have. Turn to the experts. Call 801-443-7600. That's 801-443-7600. Any Hour Services.
When have we ever needed more? The assurance of General Conference.
The Utah company is helping make face shields during this pandemic.
Aftershocks can be nearly as large as the main quake.
Check on the people you love.
There is bipartisan agreement
moment to save the economy.
Take this weekend's historic sessions with you everywhere you go. The 190th Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and streaming live on the KSL News Radio app.
8:29 and time again for Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mount America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. I would say things are picking up, Andy, but I don't know if that's even the right terminology these days.
Right, because it never got that bad, so it's hard to improve on that. No, but it is improving over on 56 West, where the train finally crossed the road, and so I'm seeing delays have cleared out over between I-80 and 21st South. I-15 continues to roll along Point of the Mountain to downtown as it has all morning. Eric?
Things do look a lot better on I-80 if you're in the mountains this morning. Remember yesterday with the snow and wet roads? Right now, you've got dry roads from Kimball Junction exit all the way through the mountains to the valley floor. I-15, Utah County, no problems there. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, your normal 20-minute drive time. Heather?
Well, we did have a few rain showers early on this morning up at northern Utah, but it never really affected the roadways. And if you are getting on the roads right now, you should be dry. No problem southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. A few more cars on some of the city streets in Ogden, but not enough to cause any delay. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans. From aerial inspections and training to generator service, Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And how warm do we get today? Let's find out with you, Grant.
We've got some warmer days ahead here today. It's a breezy day with clouds moving in, but the temperature is going above 60, right about 63, and partly cloudy skies tomorrow up to 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 51 degrees.
Traffic looking great throughout the commute. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Centers for Disease Control is reportedly considering, anyway, a recommendation for Americans to wear masks in public to help stop the spread of COVID-19.
Lynn Hughes is a nurse on the front lines in Long Island, New York. She was asked on CNN if she wants to see people in public wearing masks when there's a shortage.
Well, as long as they're surgical masks, I do get a little aggravated when I'm out and I see people with N95 masks on, knowing that, you know, we're trying to make sure that everybody in healthcare that comes in contact with these patients has the proper PPE. But you know, if that makes people comfortable, it does do one thing. It keeps you from touching your face and your nose, which is part of the spread as well. But everybody just needs to wash their hands and stay home.
The Washington Post reports the CDC is still considering a mask recommendation, but no final decision has been made.
Meanwhile, one of the largest retailers in the country says its employees have spoken and they want face masks.
So we'll start deploying masks to all million-plus employees.
The coronavirus. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik begins our live team coverage.
A Walmart executive is promising voluntary masks for 1 million plus employees. Walmart Executive Vice President Dan Bartlett tells Fox News that it's all about giving workers and customers peace of mind.
To make sure that they feel safe, it'll be voluntary for them to wear those masks, but we feel it'd be important for them to know that they have those masks at their availability.
He says they'll also be implementing additional safety steps, including employee temperature checks every time they clock in. Bartlett urges shoppers not to come in crowds and just hang out, but rather get whatever few things you need and then get out. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
More than 16,000 Utahns have now tested for COVID-19, with more than 800 people testing positive. About 8% of those who test positive end up in the hospital. Utah State Epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn.
We continue to increase at that rate. We will overwhelm our healthcare systems in the coming weeks.
There is some good news out there. Only about 10% of the cases in Utah have come from community spread or cases where the person infected did not have a traceable exposure to the virus. Experts say that's proof that our social distancing is working.
Are hospitals ready for even more COVID-19 patients? Plans are being made and ventilators are being counted. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our team coverage.
If hospitals lack enough ventilators, doctors may have to decide who gets one and who doesn't. One figure puts it at 170 ventilators in Utah right now. But state officials told the Deseret News they are still counting and working on getting more. One analysis says Utah will need at least 194 ventilators at the peak of the crisis, which modeling shows to be coming on April 27th, but that can change every day. The state task force says they are optimistic there will be enough resources. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new test promises a quick answer. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, President Trump announced a new coronavirus test that gives results in as little as 5 minutes. Abbott Laboratory CEO Miles White tells CNBC they'll be producing 50,000 tests a day starting this week.
While 50,000 a day sounds like a lot, it's not enough, and we know that.
He says they're expecting to develop an at-home test in the coming weeks. Monday saw 575 Americans die of COVID-19, bringing the pandemic toll to more than 3,100. Dr. Tony Fauci says New York remains the epicenter, but other places like New Orleans and Detroit are flaring up.
Well, we're going to have all of these little mini outbreaks throughout various cities in our country.
He warns of resurgence in places like Los Angeles. New York's tri-state remains the epicenter of the outbreak, with nearly half the cases and deaths there. That prompted Governor Cuomo to plead with healthcare workers in less affected areas.
Please come help us in New York now.
Many doctors and nurses are now traveling to help out in New York. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And Holland America is pleading with Florida to let their cruise ships, the Zaandam and Rotterdam, dock in Broward County. One ship has four dead, others ill from COVID-19. The other has no one testing positive. But Florida's governor says the state can't afford to let the ships dock, even though 300 Americans are among those on board. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Pretty cloudy for most of the Wasatch Front today, and there is a chance of showers, especially the further north you are. Temperatures, however, should be in the lower 60s.
Right now, it does look like we're in for more showers. In fact, a slim chance of showers on Saturday. More for Sunday and Monday as it cools down. So weekend's coming. We'll warm up a little bit, but at the same time, we've got more wet weather moving in.
Grant says Thursday looks to be the coldest day in the next 7, with temperatures dropping into the mid-40s.
Coming up on KSL, the security risks associated with an app that everyone seems to be using while they're staying at home.
And Triple Team traffic.
No crashes southbound from Ogden on I-15 to Bountiful, northbound from Provo through Draper and Sandy. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:36.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
County Mayor Jenny Wilson says they've not ruled out a mandatory shelter-in-place order.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
It's so green.
Exactly, green.
At the beginning of every year, it's inevitable. You find yourself staring at your lawn and asking yourself the same old question. How am I going to do it this year? Do you really want to do it yourself? The answer?
Stewart's.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So who's going to make your lawn green? Stewart's.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
With Stewart's Lawn Care, you get Utah's number one local lawn care company and a lawn program that comes with a total satisfaction guarantee. If you see weeds or your lawn isn't green enough, send them a text and it's taken care of.
Yeah, let's see a bag of fertilizer do that.
And when you get 5 treatments, you get the 6th one free. So do you really want to do this all by yourself? Want a green lawn? Just log on.
Green lawn, weeds gone, stewartslawn.com.
You're probably home right now, and like the rest of us, you're watching the news, watching your finances, watching the kids, and probably worrying about all three. But here's something that I've done over the past few months, and it's made all the difference for me. I'm making money from home with Tri-Day Trading, and it doesn't matter if the market is going up or down or even sideways. You make a profit no matter what the market is doing. Tri-Day Trading lets you work from home and make a profit whether the stock market is rising or falling. And they provide online training. Learn how to trade and bring home extra income and do it all from the safety and convenience of your home. This is your chance to put your financial future into your own hands. Visit TryDayTrading.com. Try it out for 30 days for just $10, and that $10 will be donated towards the local COVID-19 relief efforts. Start making money from home with TryDayTrading.com.
KSL News Time, 8:38. Let's go in depth here. The FBI has issued a warning about that Zoom video conferencing company.
ABC's Rebecca Jarvis has more on what concerns are being raised about hackers and people's privacy.
This app, Zoom, has become one of the most popular out there because of its video conferencing feature. It's the most popular app for iPhones right now, and a number of schools are using the app for teleteaching. But now the FBI is warning about Zoom bombing. That is when an outsider comes in and hijacks a conversation. The Massachusetts FBI authorities have now seen this happen in a couple of schools where an outsider came in, shouted a teacher's name and home address in the context of a conversation that was supposed to be a classroom. And Amy, the FBI is warning people to be vigilant. There's also some privacy questions now out there about Zoom. Zoom says that it will be working tirelessly to resolve these issues, and they also have some recommendations for users this morning.
You don't need to tell gubernatorial candidate Amy Winder Newton that here in Utah. You might remember last Thursday that she was doing a virtual town hall with her running mate John Dougal when somebody got on and was putting pornography and racial slurs and things like that out there. So do need to be careful if you're using the app these days. We'll keep an eye on the story for you throughout the morning.
8:39, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
And right now, things look great on the freeways throughout Salt Lake Valley. I-15, 215, 21st South. Earlier backups on 56 West are gone, but it looks like we still have a little bit of slowing out on Backus Highway going between Old Bingham and New Bingham Highway. Eric?
No obstructions on your drive northbound I-15 from Provo to the Point of the Mountain. And it looks good heading over to the freeway from Saratoga Springs using Pioneer Crossing or Lee Heights Main Street. No problems on the eastbound side. No problems on the westbound side if you're in Highland, Alpine, Cedar Hills trying to get over to I-15. Heather?
Well, we do the slowing on US 89. This is heading south away from I-84 toward SR 193 in Clearfield. Other than that, I'm not seeing any delays on the major freeways through Weber and Davis County, and no accidents reported. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's go back to Grant and see what the rest of the afternoon looks like in your daily forecast.
Right, we got a warmer day today as the storm approaches from the northwest. A lot of clouds move in as well. Breezy up 63 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and still a warm day, 57. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We don't really have far to get there. It's 51 degrees downtown.
So we heard that the CDC is considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks, but the World Health Organization does not support most people wearing masks in public. We'll hear a little bit from a doctor from the World Health Organization coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Just in case you're wondering why you were a little confused like the rest of us.
Yes.
We'll look forward to sharing what we know at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your day with Utah's news station. Want to tell you a little bit more about this 2020 Honda Passport. And thanks again, JJ, for letting me take it for a spin from Performance Honda up there in Bountiful. I've told you about all the things that I loved about it. The horsepower, 280 horsepower, the cargo space, which if you're going to have an SUV, you need that. We haven't talked a lot, though, about the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's 5-star safety rating that is handed out to many of the Honda vehicles out there, this one included. The blind spot information system can detect and alert you the presence of other vehicles. Cross-traffic monitors alert you to approaching vehicles detected when you're backing up. There are just so many things to like about it. And how about the Wi-Fi capabilities, including the audio system updates that turns your car into a Wi-Fi hotspot with an available data plan?
You know, one of the things I can still do is go for a drive just for the pleasure of it. And you can enjoy driving a Honda HR-V. This is the crossover from Honda. It's sort of an SUV, but sort of a sedan. And the 2020 Honda HR-V, thank you, Joey, up at Garf Riverdale that I got to drive. It's got the, have you ever driven a vehicle that's got those paddles? You can use those paddles to shift and to, if you've never driven an HR-V, the technology, the sportiness of it, if you want to just enjoy a drive, because that's one of the things we can still enjoy doing, Tim.
Yeah.
I think you should go test drive a Honda HR-V.
It is interesting. It's become, again, one of life's little pleasures these days. And the more you compare, the more you know it's time for you to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. We're all tired of being stuck in the house, so bring your family for a day-long getaway to Cache Valley. Enjoy dozens of trails in the city. Take a beautiful drive up Logan Canyon National Scenic Byway. The snow is great at Beaver Creek Lodge, where you can still rent snowmobiles and get into the mountains for some serious solitude. Bring a cooler and visit 20 stops on our self-guided foodie trek. You can fill your food storage with things your kids will actually eat. Goldfish crackers and cheese and boxed milk and chocolates and honey. We're kicking off spring, April 1st through the 4th with our annual original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. This time, it's with a twist. Pile everyone in the car for a drive-through version. You'll see all the baby animals, like lambs, goats, piglets, chicks, plus baby bear cubs from Yellowstone Bear World. Tailor-made activities to do in the car and more ideas to take home. Plan now for summer. Visit our calendar for future amazing arts, festivals, and special events. This year, vacation in Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com.
KSL News Time is 8:44. Let's get our top national stories.
Spain's coronavirus deaths have jumped by a record number. The country's medical system is strained trying to deal with the thousands of people infected with COVID-19. More than 800,000 died in Spain in a single day. New York's governor is pleading with healthcare workers from around the country to come to his state to help out and holding off on telling people to stay inside. A red state governor finally says okay.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has been reluctant to shut down businesses and travel, but this week, after pressure from mayors and political leaders, he finally ordered closures of non-essential businesses like hair salons and entertainment establishments.
To protect the lives of your neighbors and protect the lives of Tennesseans.
But critics say the safer at home order doesn't go far enough, is unenforceable, and took too long to be activated. There are already more than 1,800 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the state. Kentucky's governor has called on his residents not to travel to Tennessee. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
That death toll in Spain, 800 people in a single day. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Let's see if we can help with some of the confusion out there, or maybe we're just going to muddy the waters. The CDC is reportedly considering a recommendation for all Americans to wear masks in public. This comes as the experts debate whether they would actually help stop the spread of COVID-19.
The World Health Organization does not support most people wearing masks in public. Dr. Mike Ryan, the executive director of the organization's Health Emergencies Program, explains why.
I would assume that it's aimed at people who potentially have the disease, not passing it to others. In general, WHO recommends that the wearing of a mask by a member of the public is to prevent that individual giving the disease to somebody else. We don't generally recommend the wearing of masks in public by otherwise well individuals because it has not been up to now associated with any particular benefit. It does have benefits psychologically, socially, and there are social norms around that, and we don't criticize the wearing of masks and have not done so. But there is no specific evidence to suggest that the wearing of masks by the mass population has any particular benefit. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse or wearing a mask properly or fitting it properly or taking it off and all the other risks that are otherwise associated with that. And there also is the issue that we have a massive global shortage, and where should these masks be and where are the best benefit? Because one can argue that there's a benefit of anything, but where does a given tool have its most benefit? And right now, the people most at risk from this virus are frontline health workers who are exposed to the virus every second of every day. The thought of them not having masks is horrific. So we have to be very careful on supply. But that is not the primary reason why WHO has advised against using masks at a mass population.
And, you know, I get that, that it could have a psychological benefit because you feel safer. But the downside to that is you may be willing to take more risk because you think you're protected when you're really not.
And this is the one of the points that our texters have made this morning is so many of the stories that we've been reporting on have been about a shortage of masks. How can we be, you know, talking about a CDC recommendation that all Americans in public wear masks if we have a shortage of masks for our frontline first responders?
Well, I think we need to differentiate what a regular mask would be and what an N95 mask would be. That's where the shortages are, is the N95. And we had a nurse on from New York that says she gets infuriated when she sees the average person walking down the street with an N95 mask, which is what the medical professionals need to keep themselves safe in the trenches. And that may not be what we're talking about with the CDC. They may be talking about just a surgical
mask. But the average person doesn't know the difference.
True. But try and get your hands on an N95. The medical professionals are trying to do that. Let me give you a perfect example of that played out yesterday. And people have been pointing out the irony of this. As the USNS Comfort, that big medical ship, arrived in New York in the West Harbor there, they say dozens of people. From the pictures I've seen, it looks like hundreds of people may have gathered on Pier 90 there to get their cameras out and take pictures. So here they are. The ship is arriving because of the pandemic, and they come out of their houses, and they gather with their cameras. And there are pictures, literally, if you want to search it, of wearing masks, all right, but one has it on his chin, one has it on top of his head so that he can get a better picture with his camera. I mean, the irony of that moment yesterday in New York City is getting some attention this morning. We need to be smart about this all around. Whether you're wearing a mask or you're not wearing a mask, we want you to be safe out there with you and your families. It's 8:49. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with Rewards. And back we go to the traffic center. Here's Andy.
And right now we're all clear throughout the valley on I-15, I-80, 215 coming out of the west side. We had some busier traffic, it looked like, over on Bacchus Highway. But I think it's just due to road work and everything that's going on over there, not because of any actual traffic volume, if the rest of the valley is any indication. Eric?
Heading north on the 215 eastbound, you don't have any trouble from Holiday, Cottonwood Heights, all the way up to Foothill Drive. And Foothill still looks pretty good all the way to the university area. I-80 into the mountains, dry roads this morning, big change from yesterday. And I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, no traffic issues. Heather?
We're still looking great through Weber and Davis County. Haven't had too many problems all morning long. There was an accident early on up near the south Ogden area, but other than that, things are looking great, and you should be at speed whether you're on I-84, US 89, or Legacy Parkway. Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Siegel Book. Come follow me through the Book of Mormon author's thought-provoking discussion and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, see what the temperatures look like. Back over to you, Grant.
Warms up today with more clouds moving in. 63 is the high tomorrow. Partly cloudy and 57 with some showers possible Wednesday evening. Partly cloudy, cooler on Thursday with a high of 47. And then up to 53 on Friday. More sunshine. Partly cloudy, 55 on Saturday. Slim chance of showers that day. More showers Sunday, 59. And then more rain Monday up to 50. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, let's check our temperature. It is 51 degrees.
Market's in the green and on the run a little bit here. So what is it that's causing the positive nature? Some investors, as we talked earlier with Adam Shapiro, that Mark Mobius predicts that maybe we have seen the bottom of this market, although Adam was very hesitant to do that. But some people are obviously buying out there at some of the great prices that are available on stocks. We'll sort out your money news when we come back.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed, and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local, trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. As we navigate the COVID-19 novel coronavirus outbreak, it's important to know where to go for information and what to do if symptoms develop. If you have symptoms, you should call or check online first before coming into any facility or going through curbside testing, because the goal is to limit potential COVID-19 exposure for everyone. You can call the Intermountain COVID-19 information line and speak to a healthcare professional about symptoms and what to do at 844-442-5224. The information line is available to everyone 24/7. They can refer you to telehealth or to a testing center. Also, Intermountain Healthcare has launched a new digital tool that is free and easy to use. It helps people assess their risk for COVID-19 and determine the most appropriate care setting for their condition. It can be accessed at intermountainhealthcare.org. This new online COVID-19 symptom checker uses a friendly AI-powered digital assistant named Scout to walk people through key questions related to their symptoms and risks and determine what level of care they need. Dr. Eddie Stenahem, infectious disease specialist at Intermountain, said, "We're working hard to provide resources for the community regarding COVID-19, and this is a valuable tool to help people do an initial assessment to determine their individual risk and to get clear guidance on the best care setting for their needs. Our goal is to get the most accurate, up-to-date COVID-19 information and clinical guidance to our community. Our COVID-19 symptom checker can help do just that." I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
Let's take a look at Utah's money here, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Macy's department store chain says it will stop paying tens of thousands of employees who were sent home after their stores closed because of the pandemic. The majority of its 130,000 employees, which includes stock people and salespeople, will still collect their health benefits, but the company says it is transitioning to what they call an absolute minimum workforce.
Sony Pictures says it will postpone the release of the new Ghostbusters movie and a new Marvel film called Moribus until 2021. Hollywood summer blockbuster season is increasingly shutting down because of the pandemic.
Many people are out of work right now because of the pandemic, but there are still companies out there that need your help if you're looking for work. Grocery chains obviously need all hands on deck. Amazon, CVS, dollar stores, pizza chains, Lowe's, and Pepsi have also reached out for some additional workers.
I just read this. I'm going to drop it in, Tim, because I did not know this, that our sailors who work on submarines, or I guess submariners is the correct term, may be the only people on Earth who do not know the extent of the coronavirus.
Really?
They are purposely shielded from worldly worries to encourage focus on their top secret missions. So they are not told the extent of bad news. And that's on purpose. Their commanders do not do this until they return. So those who went out before it got bad may not know the extent of what's going on.
You know what? There is something to be said for that, that people deal with, you know, daily anxieties already keep the information flow to a minimum if it bothers you. There are ways to disconnect and keep yourself busy with other things.
Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial up 69, almost 70 points now. That's a third of a percent at 22,397. The S&P 500 is up by 4.25, and the NASDAQ this hour is up by, 74 points. If you suffer from anxieties and things and this has you down, be this guy instead of those out there that worry every day about every little thing. If I can get it to play, I can't. All right. We will come back and see if I can get a hold of that for you in just a second. Stay right there.
Pick up the phone or turn on a computer. That face-to-face connection with a VA provider is just a click away. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA Rocky Mountain Region. In this week's Upholding Valor, telehealth technology and accessing veterans in rural areas. Sometimes driving long distances to visit the main VA hospital just isn't possible. That's where telehealth technology comes in. The VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System knows that connection can be critical. To learn more about telehealth options and the impact VA is making, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor, and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone.
like contests, text CONTEST to 57500, and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
All right, if you're a person that suffers from time to time about anxieties on the best of days, be this guy sitting at home today.
Practice isolation because we're asymptomatic while it's in incubation. We'll overwhelm our hospitals if there's not mitigation. It's super damn important that we practice isolation. If we don't do it, then we're all going to die. If we don't do it, then we're all going
to
die.
Anyway, some people are finding ways to beat the stress out there, and we hope that's you today. Thanks for all of your messages this morning.
We appreciate it. 8:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards. Back to you, Andy.
Well, we're good to go on I-15 in the Salt Lake Valley, seeing a little bit of a westbound delay now out past 5600 West in that long stretch before you get out to Saltaire for just, it looks like maybe a block or so. Everything else looks good coming in from Tooele County, and haven't seen any west side of the valley delays in a little while now. Eric?
I-15 continues to roll along normal speeds northbound in Utah County from Provo to the point of the mountain. 20 minutes drive time there and through Draper and Sandy of the usual slowdown. So long since forgotten right now. We've got normal speeds all the way up to the south interchange. Heather?
Got pretty good speeds in Weber and Davis counties as well. No problems.